he's becoming my hero. He's quite an amazing man who's got a huge reputation in America right now, and you don't mess with him. Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Hello, Joe.
How are you?
It's nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
I'd like to start at the beginning with you because your reputation's getting bigger and bigger all the time. Tell us how you started in the business, please.
Well, I was a cop in Washington, D.C., in Las Vegas. My big career was with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. I was a director in Turkey, the Middle East, Mexico, South America. By the way, I work very closely with Scotland Yard in my foreign assignments. And then I ran for sheriff in 1992 and keep getting reelected. I have to thank your area for the sheriff. It goes way back to the sheriff, and came here the position, the western days, the cowboy days, and still going forward and using the role, the elected role of the sheriff, to do what I feel is right for the people that I serve. I don't report to any bureaucrat. Politician, I report directly to the people who put me in office.
I love the way you say that. Tell us about the county you are in charge of.
Maricopa County, Arizona, has about 4 million people that we know of. There's a few illegals floating around. And 9,200 square miles is about the fifth or fourth largest county in the United States. And it's getting bigger. People are still moving here from all over the country, in fact, from all over the world. Unfortunately, there's a lot of illegals crossing the Mexican border coming here and around the United States, and I'm doing what I can to arrest them and put them in jail, even though politicians don't like it. I'm still doing my job.
How many officers have you got working for you, Joe?
I have about 4,000 and then about 3,000 volunteer, I call it posse, going back to the western days. Wow. And we have airplanes, jeeps, motorcycles. They pay for everything, not the taxpayers. And I have about 10,000 people in jail. Almost 2,000 I put in the hot tents in the desert to do their time.
Explain what the hot tents are, please.
Well, in 1993, I put up Korean War tents for about $130,000 versus building a jail for $80 million. It gets hot in the summertime. Your television crews and reporters have been here many times visiting the tents, even in the hot weather. But I always say our men and women are fighting for our country in the Middle East, so I don't see why convicted people can't spend a little time in the hot tents.
How do you cope with the do-gooders? Because I know they have a go at you regularly.
Amnesty International,
yeah.
Civil Liberties Union, Justice Department.
There's a list of them.
They all come down, but they all leave, and I'm still here. Now I have a lot of demonstrators following me around, 200-300, calling me every name in the book because I'm enforcing the illegal immigration laws.
But you see, what annoys me is the fact that I do a phone-in every night, and people are getting sick to death of being victims. They're getting sick to death of seeing the mamby-pamby system in this country. They're getting sick to death of hearing about people getting a chance after chance after chance, but there's no chance for them. They're the victims. They've got to live with what they've been left with. And then somebody like you comes along, which is, maybe somebody will think, you're too over the top, but you're a breath of fresh air, and so many people will agree with you. Why have not more people taken on your role in America?
I don't know. They probably been to politics, don't want to rock the boat. Right now, as I say, they're all coming after me. But the secret weapon is I have the people behind me. About a year and a half ago, I spent about a week in your country. News media brought me down there. Visited your prison downtown in London, looked at the programs, went up to Durham, and even talking to people on the street way back then, I got the feeling that they wanted something done in your country.
And what were your views on our prisons?
Pardon?
What were your views on our prisons?
What I saw?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I needed a gas mask to get through the cigarette smoke. You can even see the TV in each cell. I don't have all that. I don't have cigarettes, coffee. I don't have TV and movies and all that jazz. Took everything away from them.
So what do they do with the time? Or are they too tired to do anything with the time?
Well, the ones that are convicted, about 2,000, they work. I have chain gangs, the only female chain gang in the history of the world. They go out there or work, hook together, clean up trash, paint over graffiti, bury the deceased every week at the county cemetery. The other 8,000 that are waiting to go to trial, you know, they're all innocent. They stay there until they go to trial for murder, rape, whatever.
Do you, what would you say to your critics to say, but if it worked, Joe, you would, your prisons would be empty?
You mean they wouldn't come back?
Yeah.
Reoffend?
Yeah.
Well, some come back. That's okay. They're still going to eat 15-cent meals. Our meals are cheaper than anywhere in the country.
Explain that to people, because they don't know about this, about the food.
I give them two meals, brunch, which is a bologna sandwich. You know, that's breakfast combination with lunch. At night, they get a hot meal. They still get 2,500 calories. But it doesn't have to be the best food, and it isn't. And it's cheap. And we get a lot of donations free of charge, keep the price down. We put out 35,000 meals a day. So, you know, it's not steak, it's not pizza, it's not the good stuff that you get in other jails. I'm sure in England you get pretty good meals in prison.
I did a week in Walton Prison in Liverpool. We did a program called Lockdown. Spent an evening in an actual cell. And the food was pretty good. The food I ate, and it was the same food that the lads had, was pretty good. So I was quite surprised about that. What does your government think about you? I mean, your president, whatever your politics are, whoever the president is, what does he think about you? Does he not look at what you're doing and think, well, maybe he's got it right?
Well, I've had four presidential candidates, people running for president, come down and visit the tents. Of course, they all lose. Nobody ever wins when they visit me in the tents. No, I don't report to the president. I'm an elected official. I was with the federal government, as I said, for 30 years. But right now, I'm a local sheriff, although the Justice Department, federal, have been down here several times looking at my operations. Not that they have any control, but they can bring in the civil rights violations, which everybody, mayors and a governor here, are accusing me of violating civil rights by locking up illegals. We don't violate their civil rights. We know how to do our job. You know, I'm still pretty popular. I'm going on my fifth election in a couple of months. Expect to be reelected just for spite, so all those critics can suffer again. See me on TV every hour on the hour. So I'm going to keep doing my job. I'm not going to bend. I'm not bending for politics or any other reason. I'm doing the job that I was elected to do. Very simple.
Do you separate your prisoners, for instance, rapists and pedophiles?
The sex violators we do separate because, you know, there are some ethics in the jail where they would kill, you know, or assault people who abuse, you know, young children. Mm-hmm. So we separate those charged with sex violations from the others.
Now, what about drugs? In prisons in England, they seem to be able to get drugs quite easily, and they have clampdowns on it, but it still seems to happen. Has it happened in your prison?
Well, we had some drugs come in, but I took steps. From now on, they don't write letters. I give them a postcard to write so they can't conceal anything going out. Of course, my picture is on every postcard. And then coming in, the mail coming in, I don't accept letters anymore. Has to be a postcard. So that's one of the ways that they smuggle drugs in. I cut that out.
You have your picture on the postcard that they write out. That's...
Yeah, I got my picture with the tents. I got my picture with the chain gangs. My picture with the dogs and cats, because I put dogs and cats in jail in air condition, feed them good food, that have been abused. So that's a message when they write to their loved ones. They have my picture. It tells you if you violate the law, you're coming into the hot tents. So that's one way for me to get my message out.
Great way, too. Now, what about visitors? Are your prisoners allowed visitors?
Yes, they are, but I did cut back. I did put signs up. If any illegal goes to visit, they're not coming out of jail. So our visitation went down 40%.
Good heavens. Because
the illegals are afraid I'm going to lock them up if they come into the jail to visit.
Wow. Now, conjugal rights?
Oh, what are you kidding? Oh.
Well, I thought I'd ask you, because some prisons do it, don't they, for God's sake?
I know, no way.
Yeah. Is your prison in a desert, or is it near a city, or what?
Well, it's in Phoenix, but there's a desert. That's where I have all the tents put up. It gets like 140 degrees inside the tents when it's hot outside. I don't have air condition or coolers. Our men and women, as I said, fighting for our country, they're living in hot tents. So it doesn't concern me would people violate the law living in a little uncomfortable weather.
Now, what about your private life, your family? Do you not worry, because you are such a larger-than-life character, that a lot of people must hate an awful lot? Do you not worry?
Just yesterday, they put my name with very, very bad names. Starts with F on American flags hanging on the walls of private buildings. I have assassination attempts. I have a book out, Joe's Law, which describes a lot of the dangers, assassination. But, you know, I was the regional director for the Federal Drug Enforcement in Mexico, South America, and Texas, and Arizona. So I know where the border is. But it's heating up. A lot of people want me out because I'm destroying business, as they say. We enforce the employer sanction. If employers knowingly hire illegals, they can lose their license. And I'm going into suppression operations into cities, arresting illegals, and they don't like that. The politicians don't like it. But you know what? Let's see who wins in a couple months the election.
Joe, tell us about the book. I didn't realize you had a book out.
Well, this is my second. America's Toughest Sheriff I put out in 1996. This is a new one that just came out. You can get it through Amazon, the Internet, and it should be in bookstores overseas too, I guess. But I wrote it to get more facts out, because the media will not print the true story. So I have to get it, write a book to get the message out. So it goes into immigration, it goes into drug trafficking, since I spent 30 years, goes into Senator McCain a little, with the disagreements we had. So it goes, it's a pretty good book, what I hear. A lot of copies are being sold.
And they can get that on Amazon?
Yes.
Now, how do other prison governors relate to you? I mean, are you friends with them, or are they against what you're doing?
Well, I don't run the prisons. That comes under the in America, the prisons come under the state governor. All the jails where everybody arrested comes first and stay there until they get convicted. They need to go to do the big time in state penitentiaries, and if they do little time, they stay with me about a year. So I don't report to governors or anybody else. Being the elected sheriff, I report to the people. Now, the head of the state prisons reports to the governor. They're bureaucrats. They can't do nothing unless the governor okays it.
Where do you get the money from to keep prisons?
The money, we have a county government.
Yeah.
And they call them board of supervisors. They give the money, but they don't tell me what to do with it, since I'm the one that decides my policies, being elected again. I keep saying elected.
Mm. So how many years do you have when you're elected in?
I have 16, going for another 4.
So is it in four-year chunks?
4 years, and this year, this in a couple of months, it'll be 5 times. And I ran for sheriff when I was 60 years old. I already had my other career with the Army and the police and the federal drug enforcement. So this is getting to be a long career.
Now, what about your staff? Are you very, very hard with your staff?
I know how to manage organizations. I delegate to my staff. I don't sacrifice them when I get controversy. Most politicians will fire someone or transfer them and badmouth them. I don't do that. I'll take care of them privately. So I don't go after my employees if they do something wrong, acting in good faith. I back them up.
Have you got a good second in command?
I had a chief deputy that was with us. He retired. I hired him back. And he's been with me for about 16 years.
Tell me, after coming to this country, do you think that maybe it would be better if the police in this country were armed? What's your views on that?
When I was in England, yeah. I said police should be armed. The BBC that brought me there didn't want to hear about that. Right after I left, a female Bobby was killed. Yes, they should be armed. England isn't like it used to be. You know that. There's a lot of people coming in there from all over the world, I presume. Some are bringing bad habits with them, just like they're bringing bad habits with them when they come into the United States with all the violence, shootings, and everything else over this illegal immigration and drug problem. Mm. Yes, they should be armed. No doubt about it. Every Bobby should have a gun. I know that goes against the grain. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think your country is changing a little.
It is indeed.
Not like it used to be.
It is indeed. Now, you say a lot of people are against you, but they're awful, apart from the people that vote for you, there are an awful lot of people for you as well, aren't there?
I would say 70, 80% of the people are for me, but it's that other group that are very active. The media is not on my side. I give them a lot of publicity. They sell a lot of papers because of me.
Is there no media on your side then in America?
The what?
Is there no media on your side in America? Are they all against
you? I don't know. You know, I don't get many nice stories. I do a lot of good things in the jail. We have a drug prevention program. I have the only high school in the nation in the jail. I have religious programs, animal cruelty, all this stuff. Very difficult to get that publicized.
So you have rehabilitation in your...
A lot of rehabilitation nobody talks about.
So they just want to go for you all the time.
Yeah. That's okay. Hey, you know that. Spell the name right.
If you if you came over to England, we have now the Court of Human Rights, who would be right on top of you like a ton of bricks, which is quite sad because I think maybe giving you a prison in England could be very interesting to see what happens.
Well, what's Amnesty International? Isn't that from England?
It is.
They came here to try to tell me how to run a jail, so I told them to get lost. They're not going to tell me what to do in my county.
So what are your thoughts on Guantanamo Bay?
The what?
What's your thoughts on Guantanamo Bay?
It's probably a country club, a Hilton hotel, compared to the jails I run.
Wow. Well, you paint a hell of a picture, and I love talking to you. I find you a fascinating man. Didn't realize you had a new book out, so it's Joe's Law.
Yep, and when are you going to come down here and visit?
Well, I would love to, but I honestly would be scared to meet you. I do like you, but I would be scared to meet you.
People from England come here all the time and visit me, believe me. Not just the media, but people that live there come here on vacation. They want to see the sheriff.
Well, maybe... It's time for me to speak to my boss to see if I can do a live show from there.
We'll be glad to help you out right smack in the middle of the tents.
Well, Sheriff Joe Apreo, it's lovely talking to you again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.